To kick off each hour of our pledge drive with prayer, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Atlanta to lead us in prayer.
Hi, I'm Jonathan. I'm an eighth grade student at Pinecrest Academy. My favorite thing about this school is the community, like my teachers and friends. And together we're going to pray the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ our King,
thy kingdom come.
Mother most pure,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Listen today, O Lord, to the quest.
Thank you, Pinecrest. The Quest loves Pinecrest, that's for sure. I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here at AM 1160, The Quest, and this is our Quest for Holiness pledge drive. I was looking forward to this hour. I don't know if I want to let the cat out of the bag who's in here right now. I think, Steve, I might let you do that in just a little bit. But let me just take care of a few items here before I hand it over to you. First of all, I just want to say that we have a match this hour, $2,000. So up to $2,000, whatever you match, $100 becomes $200, and so on. And that is from a friend of Our Lady of the Mountains Catholic Church. So
thank you.
How about
praise God?
Is that your church?
That's my church.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's awesome. So a friend has made that match.
Oh, wow.
And we don't want to leave one penny of that match unused. We want to make sure we use it all up, so make sure we do that. And you can do that by calling 470-508-1160. Go to the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com. So first of all, no strangers to this room, that's for sure. We have Steve Balmas. How you doing, Steve?
I am doing fantastic. Yeah, we've been on a few times. It's awesome. Always glad to be here.
And Allison DeLuhl.
Hello. Glad to be back again.
Yeah,
love it.
Good to see you again. I'm just going to hand this over to you right now and take it. And look, we got two other people in this room, so...
Allison, I'm going to let you start off just who you are if people don't know.
Perfect. Yeah. My name is Allison DeLuhl. I'm a parishioner at St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Church, cradle Catholic, though had a strong conversion of heart when I was in college and have been on fire ever since. And I am just thrilled to be here. We have two amazing, amazing guests with us, huge conversion stories. And again, the quest for holiness, what a beautiful topic for today. Amen. I mean, these guys exude it. So I am thrilled to be here. Steve?
Amen. All right. Go ahead, Trey.
How's it going? My name is Attorney Trey Ross, and I'm happy to be on the show and looking forward to share my story with you guys today.
All right, John.
And I'm John Fennell. I'm from Our Lady of the Mountains Parish, and so grateful to hear that we already have a supporter. So thank you.
Praise the
Lord. I
think
I know who you are, but I thank you. And I'm anxious to tell my story.
And, you know, yes. I want to say, I'm sorry to jump in here, but I just got to say, if you were listening to The Quest at all, if you listened to The Quest over the last, what, 2-3 weeks, you heard part of John's story.
Nice.
So I made a promo out of that, and because he has an amazing story, and he was in here last spring, and I sat him down in front of the microphone, and he told his story, and it's like, oh, how beautiful is this? So that's all definitely. I need to say
praise
right
God.
Now.
Yeah.
It will unfold, and you will see what we're talking about. My name is Steve Balmas. I have an amazing wife, 21 years, I hope that's right, and 6 amazing kids, incredible family. So I'm at St. Michael's as well. A couple years ago, Allison asked me if I wanted to co-host. There's a whole God miraculous story to that, so here we are. But for this next hour, it is phenomenal to see these two awesome men in Trey and John. So both of them have very unique but profound stories coming into the church over the last couple of years, very, very recently. So I believe, you know, Jesus, especially in these times right now, especially the last few times, the last few years, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, he's calling so many of us back into his fold. So many people that are out, like my wife and I are always talking about unification of Christianity. And these two stories you'll hear over the last couple of years in a very powerful way, they've come back into the Catholic Church. And right now, the Catholic Church is in a three-year Eucharistic revival. So it's funny. Last time we were on the air, I put a commission out there, and I had to practice what I preached. But I said, you know, I told this story about my friend calling me and saying, hey, Steve, he was talking about Baptist Friend Night. He's like, yes, Baptist Friend Night. I was just wondering if you're saved. So we had this big, long conversation. And I said, we need to do that as Catholics. So I will tell you, just this past Sunday, I invited a friend of mine from church. Never been to a Catholic church ever, but he's searching, and he said, I want something more traditional. So, and he had an awesome time, and we can be nervous about that, but we've got to bring people. And what we're doing is we're bringing people to Jesus. You know, we believe in the true presence, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Jesus is revealing himself, and you'll hear this in the stories in the next hour here. But both of our guests have responded to Jesus' call, and one of the main threads is Catholic radio for Trey for years, and a little more unique and just kind of amazing with John's as well, specifically Quest Radio. And so they both come from pretty strong Protestant backgrounds, but I'm going to let John go ahead and start telling your story. It's amazing.
Well, in getting started, some may call what I'm about to share in terms of timing just a coincidence, but I'll let the listeners decide. But no one at the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I already know, but go.
All right. Well, I didn't... At the time, I don't think anyone at the station here knew what I'm about to share. But to me, it's just a wonderful example of how the Lord is involved in what's going on here. This is not just happenstance that they invited me on this particular day, at least in my mind, because this day is an anniversary date for me. September 20th marks the third anniversary of the perhaps one of the most pivotal moments in my life. And Dave or Carol or no one here at the station knew that the significance of this day, but the Lord knew, because yes. Here's what happened. On September the 20th of 2020, I died. And I'll explain further as we go along, but you know, that's something I wanted to share with everyone, that me being here on this particular day is a significant date.
Wow.
Praise God.
I'm sure that most of us remember that 3 years ago, that in 2020, we were all living in the throes of the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. And up until September of that year, no one in my family had been affected by the virus. But I began to get a little sick. I started having kidney problems, started having a cough, and I went to the doctor with both of those issues more than once, and was tested for the virus more than once. And I always came back negative. But to make a long story short, on Sunday morning, September 20th, happened to be a Sunday that year of 2020, I walked into our bedroom and told my wife, I'm dying. Well, she was skeptical at first, but she knew I wasn't kidding when I collapsed.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And she called the 911, and when the EMT got there, they were able to revive me somewhat, but it was a struggle to breathe, and I fought consciousness to stay conscious all the way to the hospital. And I remember when we got to the hospital, a doctor came out and asked this simple question, how's it going? And I was able to breathe out, it's going. and I don't remember anything after that for several days.
Oh, man.
And later on, I was told, and they found out that I indeed did have COVID, and that what had happened was I had a COVID-induced pulmonary embolism, a blood clot in my lungs. And as a result, I went into a full cardiac arrest.
Wow.
And the staff there, you know, worked on me, the whole thing you see on TV, the CPR. And they tell me it took them over 30 minutes to get my heart started. again. So that's why I say that this is the day that I died.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But, you
and
know.
They were amazed that you did live.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember there was several of the staff that came into my room while I was recuperating there just to see, you know, if I was, you know, coherent. And they were amazed that, you know, that I had my faculties, what good they are, but at any rate, I was myself, and you know, the concern was that I didn't get enough oxygen to the brain, but because I was in that hospital environment when the cardiac arrest happened, they were able to keep me oxygenated, and so I want to take this time to thank the doctors and nurses and diligent staff at Kenneth Stone Hospital for keeping me alive that day.
Amen to that.
Can I interrupt here just real quick? I just want to remind everybody, we're going to hear the rest of your story, and Trey, we definitely want to hear your story too. But I just want to remind everybody, this is the Quest for Holiness pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And we've got matching money right now. $2,000 is up for grabs until 5 o'clock. So this is the perfect time if you've been kind of putting it off. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that later. Don't wait for later because there might not be matching money. Do it
Correct.
Now. Do it now.
470-508-1160.
You can go to the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com, and we're looking for monthly donors, really. But if you don't want to make that commitment, that's fine too. One-time donations are great, but we're trying to get 100 new monthly donors here. So 470-508-1160. Steve, Allison, I'll toss it back to one of you, or do we want to hear more from John?
Keep going a little bit with, yeah, I know you had to move and then you went up to the mountains.
Tell us
a story where you had heard about the radio.
Yeah, well, you know, I was, you know, obviously resuscitated and was able to eventually be released from the hospital. But I wasn't, you know, in great physical shape. I didn't have a lot of stamina and what have you. And so one of the things that I did when I was recuperating at home there, I had a little transistor radio that
yes.
kind of like you could get at Radio Shack.
I remember those.
Dial it in.
And I'm not much of a popular music kind of guy in my old age. I'm 68 years old. And so I was just messing around with my AM radio band there and stumbled across I didn't even really know the station identification, but I heard someone speaking, you know, talking about the living, you know, according to the scriptures in life. So I listened for a little while and, you know, I was intrigued, but, you know, I was easily tired, so I didn't listen anymore that day. And then the next day, I messing around and listening a little bit more. And it was several days where I would listen to that particular, you know, spot on the AM band. And I never, you know, never knew what I was listening to until all of a sudden, one day I heard someone say, you're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio. Probably Dave.
Oh, it's definitely Dave.
You're hired.
Praise God.
It was that godly voice that Dave's trying to put on.
But anyway, Catholic, you know, I didn't, you know, I'd never been associated with anything Catholic before. And being from a family of Southern Baptist ministers, I thought, well, you know, this can't be right. But I tell you, the radio had me hooked.
Amen. Holy Spirit.
The radio had
Holy
me
Spirit
hooked.
Kept you connected.
I'll tell you more as we go
pause,
along.
Yeah, pause right there because I want to get back over because this is a perfect lead-in to Trey because you had mentioned in your story as well that you had listened to Catholic radio even as Protestant for quite some time. So kind of go from there and just let us know.
All right. So, and also I forgot to mention that I'm from Mary Our Queen Parish. So I didn't mention that earlier. So yeah, about 10, maybe 11 years ago, I was in D.C., and I was teaching public school there for a year. And I was learning more about Catholicism because my topic was history. And we had to learn about history. So as a teacher, I had to learn this topic to teach it. So I learned more about the Catholic Church through that class, like learning about how Peter was the first pope. Mm-hmm. That blew my mind. Like, oh, you could actually trace Catholicism, the leaders of the church, all the way back down to Peter. Mm-hmm. So all that was very, very awesome to me. So I started going to a Catholic church for Christmas Eve Mass. And also, I was just like in traffic one day at a Chick-fil-A, I think it was. And a lady had a, I think it was a 1160. It wasn't the Quest. It was a DC Catholic radio station.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure they had the same numbers as you guys, 1160.
Wow.
So nice. Look at that.
So I started listening to it. And I would listen to Catholic radio. And, you know, my story is not as great as John's in terms of conversion. Mine was really more cerebral because I was just kind of looking for information. You know, I would hear these guys come to Catholic radio and they would answer these very tough theological questions. Like Catholic Answers would come up and these guys would come in. They would answer questions that I would have answers to, some of which were questions I didn't even know I even had questions about.
Right.
Yeah.
And they would just answer these questions fluently without even a pause. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is really amazing. I had never met a Protestant person who could answer a question that well. So, you know, all that just kind of really helped to strengthen my knowledge of the Catholic faith. And I didn't automatically become Catholic. I spent about 10 years just listening to Catholic radio, even though I was Protestant. And maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I heard a show where a person asked the question, you know, why are you not Catholic? Mm-hmm. And that was the question they would ask, why are you not Catholic? And I started thinking to myself, why am I not Catholic? You know, I'm pro-life. Because even as a Protestant, I was pro-life.
Sure.
And a lot of the things that, you know, you guys taught was something I agree with. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I visited Mary Queen and eventually I started RCIA. And that led me into the church.
So when you were listening to the Catholic radio, were you still going to other Protestant churches as well? Or
yes. So for that 10-year period while I was listening to Catholic radio, I still was going to a Protestant church.
Okay.
I grew up in a Methodist church. My dad is a United Methodist pastor.
Amen.
And my mom, you know, is very active in Methodist church as well. I eventually started going to a non-denominational church. It's a church called World Changers. It's a very famous guy named Creflo Dollar. I love hearing him speak. He was very funny, very charismatic. And that was my church. And I went there for a very long time. But at the same time, though, the Catholic church just kept drawing me. Mm-hmm. One thing that really struck me that really helped me to appreciate the Catholic church was just the way that they viewed life and they viewed the afterlife and death. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I heard this one person on Catholic Answer talk about, you know, we don't see saints as gods. If you believe your grandmother is a Christian and she's in heaven, you can ask your grandmother to pray for you. That's all it is.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we're asking people just to pray for us. And we're still, you know, we can still, you know, we're not going to have back and forth conversations, you know, but we can ask a person to pray for us who's in heaven. Mm-hmm. So that was a beautiful idea. Like, you know, I never really heard it taught that way. So all those things just kind of helped me to make that leap and become a Catholic.
And can I just jump in here real quick? Mm-hmm. Because I just want to touch on something you said, Trey. You said you were listening to a show that said, why are you not Catholic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Called to Communion.
Yes.
That's
Dr. David Anders.
Exactly. Yes. And they say it's at the beginning of the show every time that question comes up. And mm-hmm. I love that show. And you mentioned the other show that I love is Catholic Answers. Just because those are shows that, like, my attention span isn't, you know, you don't need a large attention span. I mean, you can tune into that for 5 minutes and you're going to get something out of it, both of those shows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So I just had to jump in there. But you can hear both of those shows here on The Quest. Mm-hmm. Call to Communion is on, I should know this, I think at 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Yeah, I thought so. I should know this by heart. And I do know that Catholic Answers is on at 6 and 7 o'clock.
Right.
I do know that one as well because I'm usually on my way home from here. But anyway, so I just had to get that in. While I'm at it, why don't I just, I'll hand it back to you guys in just a minute, but I just want to mention that if you want to keep programming like that coming, Catholic Answers, Called to Communion, things that are, honestly, we have testimony here that this is changing people's lives. Seriously changing people's lives. If you want to keep that going in Atlanta, we need your help. We need to fund this project, The Quest. 470-508-1160 is a number. I'm told that the next two donors, and actually these may be gone by the time I even mention it, but I'm pretty sure, we still have this here. The next two donors are going to get a gift bag from Sport Clips. And they're also going to get a gift of a child haircut and a parent haircut from Pigtails and Crew Cuts. So that's a cool thing. We thank the people, the companies for donating that. And we still have that $2,000 match from Our Lady of the Mountains, a friend up there. We don't know who that is, but we really do appreciate that. And I suppose that's in support of John here. So once again, if you could help out to keep these programs going, to change, and I'm not, you know, it's not hyperbole or anything. I
not
mean, literally changing people's lives. 470-508-1160.
And you know what I love too? I mean, we're talking about conversions and we have two amazing guys here that have actually converted. I mean, I'm a cradle Catholic, but I truly did not know my faith for the longest time. I mean, it took a Protestant asking me, "Are you saved, Allison?" for me to really dive in and to learn and grow. You know, I could have left. There was nothing in me that wanted to leave. So, I mean, all the shows on The Quest, those that you were listening to, those as cradle Catholics, we can listen to as well and learn. I mean, how many of us have friends, have family members, have people we're going to encounter tomorrow through the Lord guiding us in their path where we can actually share that good news and the truth of our faith? I mean, it's right there. And I just think to fail to know history is to fail to know Catholics. So us Catholics have a lot of learning to do, and we need to do it joyfully for the conversion of souls.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing about Catholicism is how much depth, and we were kind of talking about a little bit before we got on the air. You can always be learning, you know, no matter how scholar you are. So there's always more and more to learn. I want to go back over to John, though. Speaking of Our Lady of the Mountains, so I know you had moved up into a new house that didn't have stairs or something.
We did. That was kind of the part of my story as well, in that when I first was released from the hospital after my initial cardiac problems and COVID problems, we lived in a house in Kennesaw, and it was a drive under ranch style house, and everything we did, we had to go up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs. And, you know, like I said, my stamina wasn't that great. Still isn't, by the way. But anyway, my family thought, well, let's see if we can't sell out and get mom and dad a house, you know, somewhere where he doesn't have to climb the stairs. And so at that time, back in 2020, the real estate market was, pretty hot.
It was very hot.
So it was hard to find houses. And we weren't able to find one except for way up north in Jasper, Georgia.
In the mountains.
And I don't think I'd ever even been to Jasper, but we found a house up there with no stairs. I can just walk right in.
And it happened to be, I think, God's plan there, because it happened to be really close
really close to a beautiful church, Our Lady of the Mountains.
It's beautiful.
And so anyway, God arranged it for us to be there. I had no clue it was going to be what it turned out to be, but to be so close to that church. And during my recuperation I was getting a little stronger and was able to get out and explore a little bit, and that's when I found the church.
Yeah.
And it was kind of strange that during my recuperation time, I kept feeling this conviction, I guess is the right word, that the Lord was speaking to me. Not necessarily in an audible voice, but I was hearing from the Lord in my mind and in my spirit. And one of the things that was convicting me was that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, going to church. And of course we couldn't go to church, during the height of COVID, but things were getting better once we moved to Jasper and churches were starting to open back up. And but every time I would drive by, in my exploration of my new territory, every time I'd drive by this beautiful church, it was like this voice in my spirit was saying, "I want you to go to my church."
Beautiful.
There you are.
Beautiful.
Oh, man.
And
wow.
I thought, well, okay, I think I understand. But what my understanding was that he just wanted me to go back to church, after the COVID. And
he didn't say a church. He said my church.
Well, it took you a minute, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm not as smart as Trey. I don't
think. Trey was like Peter's all. I go all back to Peter.
So I went back to church.
That's right.
And lo and behold, I got COVID again. Spent another stint in the hospital, and I was kind of confused. Well, Lord, what's going on here? Why did you tell me to go to church, you know, and I did, and I got sick again. And it was kind of like he had to repeat, I want you to go to my church.
Oh, wow.
So emphasis on my.
Yes.
So
so as a Baptist, and again, I had just shared that story about the person coming into church and he'd never been. So you had never really been in a Catholic church
I had
for
never,
a funeral or anything?
Never stepped foot in a
Catholic
church.
So I want to skip ahead to that. When you went into that church the first time, or what? Tell us your experience about
well,
that.
Well, one of the things I specifically want to credit AM 1160 The Quest for is I had been listening,
call in, folks.
Listening to all the programming on AM 1160, so I kind of knew what to expect. I expected to find Jesus.
Oh, amen.
Body, blood, and soul. Or, you know,
soul and divinity. That's
amen.
It. You got it.
You know, in present in the church.
Yeah.
And sure enough, when I walked into Our Lady of the Mountains, there he was.
Amen.
You know, during the consecration,
I've
you know.
I've got chills.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and you recognized him.
Well, yes.
You know, and it's like in the Bible, you know, the road to Emmaus, right? And our heart's not burning as he's opening up scripture to us, and they didn't recognize him until the breaking of the bread.
And you know,
beautiful. Wow.
It was almost like he was looking for me.
Not almost.
He was.
Amen.
You know,
he was searching.
Looking for him, but it was more like, you know, the story of the prodigal son. Yeah. You know, when the father was looking,
yes,
and he saw him son coming down the road, he ran towards him.
Yes.
And that's the feeling that I had when I went to Our Lady of the Mountains that Easter Sunday morning. Mm. So it was a
beautiful. Wow.
It was an experience. I know when I got home, my wife, I just went by myself that first time. And when I got home, my wife was like, you know, why are you so excited? And it was like, I found the pearl of great price.
Yes.
It is so true.
Sell everything. I know we just got this house, but he said, sell everything. Yeah. I found a pearl of good price.
So
that's awesome. You know what? Let's stop down here just for a second. Trey, we want to hear from you, more from you. But I want to thank a few people here for our Quest for Holiness pledge drive. Lauren of Atlanta, that's in honor of Allison and Steve.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yes, thank you very much. Mary Ellen of Atlanta, Bobby of Atlanta, also the Our Lady of the Mountains Men's Club.
Woo, great job.
In honor of John
Woo-hoo.
Fennell and the Men's Club at
thank
Our Lady
guys.
Of the Mountains. Yes, thank you very much. Vic and Patricia, that's in honor of Allison. Job well done, they say.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you.
You raised a good one. You raised a good one.
Also, Paula, in honor of Allison from Paula at St. Peter Chanel.
Thank you, Paula.
Mm-hmm. And Debbie from Marietta, that's in honor of... you have a sister, don't you?
That's my sister.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Debbie.
So that's awesome that we got all that support. And I want to mention, too, because we were talking about Dr. David Anders on Call to Communion. Did you know he's going to be on our pledge drive tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
Yes. He's
cool.
At this time tomorrow, 4:00 tomorrow, Dr. David Anders is going to be on.
Excellent.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
And tune in, because I know it's going to be a little different than you hear him on his regular show called The Communion.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's going to be the same person, but me talking about, you know, we're not taking calls. So, I mean, it'll be a lot about him, and I think it'll be very interesting.
Absolutely.
So we are looking for those pledges. We do this twice a year. We have to stop down just to... I hate asking for money, but
for a good cause.
Yeah,
I mean,
we need to.
The conversion of souls, the conversion of hearts.
Exactly. And if you want to keep that going, we've got matching money right now, $2,000 from a friend of Our Lady of the Mountains. And you can call 470-508-1160. We're going to take just a little break, and we will be back in just a little bit here talking about our conversion stories.
You're listening to the Quest for Holiness Fall Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. If you're moved to make a pledge, please call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations and pledges from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Quest for Holiness pledge drive shortly
on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by VerseBright.
President of Renewal Ministries, Dr. Ralph Martin.
Even though we're facing tremendous difficulties, there's tremendous reason for hope because there's nothing happening that isn't happening under the providence of God. Mm-hmm. God is permitting even the bad things to happen because he's got a plan to bring good out of it, as scary as it is. And Jesus is Lord. That says it all. God's in control.
Hear this entire conversation on The Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
AM 1160 The Quest would like to wish a very happy birthday today to Father Paul Burney.
Happy birthday!
Please join us in the gift of a birthday prayer for Father Paul Burney from you, our listeners, as we say, God our Father, we give thanks to you for Father Burney, whose birthday we celebrate today. We thank you for his devotion to you and the role he serves as a shepherd of the church. May he enjoy the beauty of your love today in many little ways. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
If you want to know what's going on at parishes and other events in the Atlanta Archdiocese, just go to the events calendar at thequestatlanta.com. You'll find events like these.
A Fatherhood Mentoring Class is a series of classes from the Pregnancy Aid Clinic that happens each Wednesday. It offers support and learning opportunities for fathers-to-be. It's an online class.
Christ Our Hope is expanding their outreach with a kickoff event leading up to their 40th anniversary as a parish. The Legacy of Hope Gala is Saturday, September 23rd, with keynote presenter Archbishop Hartmeyer.
The Respect Life Ministry of St. Bridget Catholic Church is having a Respect Life dinner and a movie night Saturday, September 30th. There will be a catered dinner and the movie Life Mark, a true adoption story of love and life.
For more information on these and other events, click Events at thequestatlanta.com or click Contact to get your event added to the Quest event calendar.
During September, The Quest is highlighting the corporal works of mercy.
Matthew 25, verse 40.
Whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.
Give drink to the thirsty.
You could research to find organizations that build wells for people without access to clean water. Amigos for Christ in Beaufort, Georgia builds wells and lays pipe to provide water to rural Nicaraguan communities. You can help financially or physically in Nicaragua. Listen for other corporal works of mercy on AM 1160, The Quest.
The Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to The Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And we are back here on the Quest Pledge Drive, the Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive. I'm Dave Savage, and we are here with our hosts for the hour, Allison DeLuel and Steve Balmas. And our guests are Trey Ross and John Fennell. And Carol just came in and said, people are calling in. They are inspired by these stories. They are. Oh, let me turn these mics on. That helps. But yeah, they're inspired, and I'm inspired too by these stories. Mm-hmm. So real quick, I just want to mention this is the Quest for Holiness Pledge Drive. We're looking for $180,000 between now and, we already have some. I mean, we're not starting from zero, but by the time tomorrow evening comes, we want that goal to be $180,000 met. So please take advantage of the $2,000 in matching funds that we have from a friend of Our Lady of the Mountains. And we've got like another 20 minutes left on that. So make sure you're taking advantage of that. Okay, I'm done here. I want to get to these stories. So, Steve?
Yeah, keep going. Okay, so St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in the Lord. And I was just saying just a minute ago on while we were on break, this is like early church when Jesus resurrected and people were just talking and their hearts were burning for this love, this desire. And we're seeing that same spirit, that same Amen. Type of uplifting, I'll use a Baptist term, revival. I mean, we are mm-hmm. in a revival here, and we're seeing that happening with these two guests here in their lives, and I'm just excited to see what God has planned even more. But I want to get back to Trey. Just explain to us a little bit more, too, about your journey and how that's unfolding?
Yeah, so, you know, I say my journey started 10 years ago, but I guess it really started more like 20 or 25 years ago. I used to go to the Methodist church as a young person, and we would read, I forget what it's called. It was like a creed. We would read, like, I believe in communion of saints.
The Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed?
It's something similar to that.
Apostles' Creed.
And we would say in that creed that, you know, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Even as a 15-year-old, I had a very good friend of mine. His name was Joseph Cotton. Shout out to Joseph Cotton. he was a theologian. You know, he was like maybe a couple years older than me, but he was very into scripture and very into theology. He even wrote a book when he was in college, you know, about theology as a kid in Mississippi Valley State. But so I just kind of took that conversation to him about, you know, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, and we just had a conversation about that. So I think my journey was sprinkled with little nuggets like that throughout my early stages. Even as a, you know, 18-year-old in high school, I had an English teacher, Miss Sissy Pierce. She would say things like, you know what, people give Catholics a hard time, but if it were not for the Catholic Church, we would not have a Bible. And I knew where she was coming from because I was watching History Channel a lot. It was talking about, you know, the origin of the church in different places. So, you know, that just struck me as very, you know, powerful. She also said something along the lines of, you know, before the Protestant Reformation, everyone was Catholic. And I never thought about all Christians being Catholic, but that's really what we were, a united Christian body. So all those things really softened me about the Catholic Church. Not like I had a antagonistic attitude about Catholicism, but if I ever was going to go down that road, she had already given me a foundation. Like, you know, this is not the church you want to have any animosity with. So, you know, that was my early stages. Again, when I taught school in D.C., I got a chance to learn more about the church. And that, you know, took me to actually visit a church, to go to Christmas Eve Mass. And again, seeing Catholic radio on the back of a person's car, and I started listening to it then. So all those things just kind of helped me to understand the Catholic faith and move toward the church.
How was that experience when you went? I mean, you know, Catholic Mass, you can go to a daily Mass. It's very quiet. But I know a lot of people, even some of my patients, I'm a physical therapist, and some of them aren't going to church, but they'll still tell me, I go to Christmas Eve Mass, even though they're Protestant or whatever. So I'd like to hear a little bit, like, how was that experience when you went to Mass? I don't know if that was the first time you went to Mass, but yeah. At the Christmas Eve Mass.
Yeah, it was amazing. I had already Googled, like, great churches, Catholic churches to visit for Christmas Eve Mass. Yeah, I think I found, in D.C., I think it was St. Matthew's. I think it was St. Matthew's. It was the patron saint of a civil servant, whoever that was. Mm. So I went to that Mass. It was like a beautiful, beautiful church. And I went inside. It was gorgeous. It was packed with people also. And what I saw was something not very different from what I would see in a Protestant church. You see a person who gets up, who leads, you know, the church with a message from the Bible. You know, we saw some things that were somewhat different, you know, like, you know, with the incense and different things like that. Mm-hmm. That was a learning experience, but for the most part, I was very comfortable with it. And I thought the Mass itself was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
It is.
That's good.
No, it is beautiful. And I love it because Christmas Mass, Easter Mass, Christmas Mass, I mean, those tend to be the places that a lot of non-Catholics do go and get to experience it. And it's beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder, too, when a Protestant comes in, or anybody who's not Catholic comes into the church and they are at a Mass like that, do they wonder, like, am I supposed to be kneeling, sitting? Mm. What, you know, I mean, do you... It's like they all know what's going on, and I don't. I mean, do you have that feeling?
You definitely do. But again, when you got a room full of people, you just follow the crowd. So when they bring the kneeling thing down, you kneel down and you stand up, right. And you just kind of go with it. For the most part, again, I wasn't uncomfortable with it. For the most part, it was you know, a different experience, but not completely different.
Mm-hmm. I've had some Protestant friends that have attended a Mass, and they said it's very. They love the ritual of it. Like it's steeped in rituals and tradition. And anyway,
and the reverence too. So when I invited, he's a young guy, he's 29. He works with me. He's got a lot of energy, military background. I believe Baptist background, but he was saying there's just something about it that's focusing too much on the entertainment, and he wanted something more traditional, something deeper. And so when he's telling me this, we're just talking, I said, come to church with me. And so he actually lives in Carolinas, and he comes and works with us for a couple of days. But it just so happened that he usually works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Well, guess what? Somebody was going out of town, So my other partner asked him to work Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then it dawned on me. I woke up Sunday morning and literally, like you said, I don't know, it's an audible voice, but the Lord told me, text Tucker and just invite him to Mass. And I'm like, well, what is he? I mean, what if he says, he, just
do whatever he tells you.
Yes, do whatever he tells. So I did. And I just texted him. I was like, hey, but I found it, you know, yeah, no, I realize you're working today. And hey, would you like to come? He's like, yeah, sounds awesome. That's great.
Love
I'll meet
it.
You there.
His heart was already
and
ready.
And it was it was so funny. I looked over at him a couple of times, and he just looked at me. He goes, this is awesome. This is so awesome. Mm. And just the reverence, he mentioned that word as well. And so he just, I don't know, he just had this amazing experience. And in my mind, I'm always thinking like what Dave was saying, like, well, does he know when to sit, stand? And then the one time was kind of funny when we were going up to communion. I did prepare him. I said, like, you know, if you're not Catholic or you're not ready to go up and receive, even as a Catholic, cross your arms, you can receive a blessing. So when it came to it, he's like, wait, what am I supposed to do here? I'm like, you don't have to go up. He's like, okay, I'm going to stay here. I'll sit right here and watch. So, but yeah, he had an amazing time, and he's actually looking at a church that's where in Carolina is where he lives. So, you know, hopefully the Lord will continue to work on his heart too. So,
and what I love that ties into this is obedience. And in prayer before we came in here, that really was coming to me. And I mean, ultimately you had no idea. You're thinking to yourself, Lord, I mean, are you really wanting me to invite him to Mass? And you did, and he's ready to go.
Yeah.
How many times?
He was ready to receive that.
Absolutely. So we really just have to be prayerful and obedient to whatever we're called to do. Because if we're not, we could be losing out an opportunity to, you know, further the kingdom and to bring people to him.
Yeah, so. You know, a lot of people think that word obedience is a negative word. But
it's a freeing word. It's beautiful.
There's so much positive waiting for you if you do obey.
It's a ride. It's an exciting adventure.
This is the Quest for Holiness pledge drive here on AM 1160 The Quest, and we got a great things going, great stories going on here. Let me just thank a few people here real quick. Darice from Fayetteville, she says Trey's story is very inspirational, and that's what prompted me to donate. So thank you very much, Darice. Yvonne, that's in honor of you, Allison. Yvonne's from Woodstock. Taylor in Atlanta, in honor of Steve from Lauren's sister, Taylor.
Oh, thank you.
Alex, in honor of Allison.
Thank you, Alex.
And this is from good-looking Alex, so from Fayetteville.
Okay.
Not the not-so-good-looking one.
Right, exactly. If you have to differentiate, yes.
That's awesome.
Also, Roseanne, in honor of Allison, from Marietta.
Thanks, Roseanne.
And Robert from Woodstock, on behalf of his son, Steve.
Thanks,
and,
Dad.
Yay.
And then,
love you.
In honor of friend John Fennell, Jim from Jasper.
Wow, thank you, Jim.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm so thrilled with the generosity that's pouring out here and the inspiration that people are getting from these stories. And I thank both of you gentlemen for coming in here and sharing that with us. Once again, the Quest for Holiness pledge drive, 470-508-1160. We have one gift certificate of a child haircut and a parent haircut from Pigtails and Crew Cuts. That's going to the next person who donates. Whether it's a monthly donation, a one-time donation, that's either way, that's fine. And also, we still have not all of it, but some of that $2,000 matching money from a friend at Our Lady of the Mountains. And that's got another like 11 minutes left. So
call in now. Yeah. Don't let it go to waste, please.
Don't say, wait till 5 o'clock. Don't do that. Call it in now. 470-508-1160 is the number to call.
All right, John, it looks like you got something to say,
too. Well, yeah, speaking of Our Lady of the Mountains, I just want to sing a little praise here to the RCIA classes and the people that helped me in RCIA there. And I don't know about Trey, but I really enjoyed you know, what we learned in RCIA. I was one of those, I didn't know what was going on kind of people, you know. I was following the crowd, standing up and kneeling, but I didn't know what and when and why. but it was in RCIA that I learned the why, you know, especially. And so I just want to, thank Father Tree Wynn there at Our Lady of the Mountains for being such a good spiritual father to us and answering our questions during RCIA. And especially want to thank Deacon Tom Ryan for riding herd on the whole thing. and his wonderful wife, and she was my sponsor. And so during Easter Vigil, you know, she stood up with me and for me. So I want to say thank you to them for that. And most of all, I want to thank Jesus.
Amen. Mm.
For inviting me to his church.
Amen. Amen.
So, inviting awesome. You to the banquet.
Yes.
That's just awesome.
And why don't we give a shout out to all the RCIA people?
Absolutely.
Because I my wife went through RCIA 2010, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And she would come home every night and she's like, did you know this? And I'm like, I'm a cradle Catholic. I'm like, I didn't know that.
I know. Yes. No, it's true. I mean, I sponsored people. And I'm telling you, every Catholic out there that's, you know, a cradle Catholic, go to your RCA group, go and volunteer. You learn so much because we didn't learn all this.
Yeah.
And it really does. I mean, conversion of heart through that. And it's also a quest for holiness. I mean, the more you learn, the more confident you'll be and the more you can share with others. So, yeah, definitely go sponsor somebody.
Yeah. And one quick thing, I'm sorry, but I want to thank Dave and Kathy McCormick and Carol Tearsmith and Steve and Allison and all the wonderful volunteers here at the AM 1160, because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys. So thank you so much.
And that makes it all worth it. Absolutely. Right there. Thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome.
So shout out to my RCIA teachers. If you're listening, you know, Deacon Bill Boyd and your wife also, Brandon, Margaret, thank you guys for all the information you gave us on RCIA. Mm-hmm. You know, it really helped to make this church real for us and help us to understand the history of it in a deeper level, on a deeper level.
Love it.
I want to share one thing here. I was in adoration, like John had said. Here we are looking at Jesus. He looks different. You know, he's in the Eucharist, but just like when they were waiting for the Messiah, like I said, in the early church, and then he came down as a baby, some people were like, this isn't what it was supposed to be like. Well, I was actually asking Jesus, I said, Lord, you know, we're going on in a few minutes here. I just prayed and I said, give me a word. And I do that a lot of times. And it was kind of funny because what I turned to, I said, Lord, that ain't it. But I said, I'm going to be obedient again. I'm just going to write it down.
Obedience.
So I turned my page over on my journal. And at the top, there's a passage that says Romans 12:2. And it's relevant to everything we're talking about. It says Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world,
Amen.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
And then when I opened it up, I turned to Micah 4, which is not one that is readily, you know, you don't see that at the Braves game too often. John 3:16 maybe, but Micah 4 is a new Israel. And I'm thinking about the Catholic Church here. Mm-hmm. The people to be restored, this is what it says, in the days to come. This is happening right now, people.
Yeah.
In the days to come, the mount of the Lord's house shall be established higher than the mountains, and the people shall stream to it. Mm. We've got two fish right here. We got
right
two
here.
Fish streaming too. And this is just amazing.
And one of them comes from Our Lady of the Mountain.
Our Lady of the Mountain. And the other one comes from Mary Our Queen. My big, huge reversion, I fell away. I was cradle Catholic, fell away for quite some time. And then my wife prayed me back around and I opened my heart. My story's a little bit more like Trey's. I had to get my head in the game first. But I remember my conversion happened on August 22nd, which is the Queenship of Mary. And I remember, Debbie, I know you were listening. I remember you saying something big is going to happen. And you had the pregnancy ministry at the time. But something big did happen that day. Because when I was driving home from work and I was contemplating asking Jesus, am I supposed to be helping with Debbie's ministry? Which I was. But he also just convicted me, took me by the hand through my past PowerPoint presentation, you know, essentially. And, you know, through Our Lady, I had this huge conversion and I just said, Lord, I open my heart to you 100%. What are you asking me to do with my life? And I had maybe said that before, but this time I opened my heart just enough to get his little sandal in, and he poured so much grace into me. And I had a Saul to Paul conversion while I was driving my car. There's a whole story behind that, but another time. And I went home crying to my wife, you know, asking her for forgiveness for how I'd been treating her and everything. And just, like I said, a renewed person right in that moment. So please call in. I mean, the Lord is working in so many powerful ways. And I know some of you out there are sitting there like, ah, should I call in? Call in, please. Just help this message be put through the radio waves, through the podcast, through the website streaming. Please call in and just support this amazing mission that the Quest is has been doing for years.
And we have living proof in this room that message is being received.
Yes.
It works.
Yes, exactly. I want to mention we've got the $2,000 in matching funds that's only for 5 more minutes. Will we have matching funds at 5 o'clock? I don't know. We might. I never find out until we're into it. But I wouldn't, if I was thinking about donating, I wouldn't want to take that chance. Yeah. Make sure you're taking advantage of this $2,000 in matching funds right now. And if I have time, I just want to mention one little observation I had. And air quotes are always good for the radio, but I'm making air quotes when I say all the coincidences that we've had here. You know, the coincidence that John gets a house that's right by a Catholic church. The coincidence that Trey sees this bumper sticker that says 1160 and it's a Catholic radio station. And then all of a sudden he's listening to Dr. David Anders and Catholic Answers. And the coincidence with your the quote on your little journal there.
Yeah. I mean, I just flipped the page over.
So imagine all these, in air quotes again, coincidences, huh?
Yes. God incidences.
Absolutely.
That's a good word.
God incidences, that's what I call them.
Exactly. So we want to thank, I want to thank everybody in this room, Allison, Steve, John, Trey. Thank you so much for what you do. And I've said this about most of the volunteers that have been here. You're all volunteers. Nobody's getting paid for this. But you... I know, John, you had quite a little trek to get here, but it wasn't easy. It's never easy for anybody in Atlanta to get here. but thank you for fighting the traffic, for sitting in here for an hour, for driving home, for all that you do. You see a value in what we're doing here, and if the people listening at home can see that value as well, maybe you could see your way to a monetary gift. To help the Quest for Holiness pledge drive, 470-508-1160. We really would appreciate it. Perry from Roswell just got in, taking advantage of that $2,000 matching fund. So great. Any last words? Anything that wasn't said here that needs to be said? Or we good?
You know, others, I was in prayer before, Matthew 5:14. I just want to read this because ultimately our donations, our witness, the converts, the conversion, all our cradle Catholics learning and growing with the Quest. I just want to read this to you all. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And I, every time we're here, every time we're talking, every time we're being a witness to others, we are giving out light, guys. I mean, that's what we're called to do. So I just encourage everybody, donate, volunteer your time. If you want a bumper sticker, if you want a magnet, they've got magnets here. You can be a witness with the magnet on your car. They've got brochures. So definitely take advantage of the Quest. It's amazing ministry, and they just want to further the kingdom. That is the goal.
It's the light, and it's a 50,000 watt light.
Amen. Exactly. Shining upon all.
Exactly.
And keep listening, even when we're not donating. Keep listening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, before we get out of here, Steve, do you know a Priscilla in Canton?
Vaguely. I said, I remember saying I do about 21 years ago or something.
Okay. So anyway, Priscilla, thank you. And I guess thank you, Steve, for donating as well, because if she's donating, you are.
Yes, I'll find out how much later. That's fine.
Well, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.